So I'm talking to Mi Holliday, who is the author of Surf and Turf, which is in Lover's Lies, which is the tale of a goldfish who eats loneliness,
Or so
which is
she
just,
says.
or so she says, which is a concept that I just love. What was the inspiration behind that story?
As you know, there was the surf and turf theme in Liars League back when. And I immediately had this idea of the turf being the sort of horror sandworm movies. So I was trying to figure out how on earth I would connect surf to that, and that's when I had the idea of the goldfish. And she turned out to be a lonely goldfish, though she didn't want to admit it, so she came and joined the protagonist to watch the movie.
We ended up with that being the cover for the book.
We did. I was really excited about that.
Yeah, and had very entertaining conversations about what I was prepared to have for the cover, because the number of people who wanted to have naked girls, you would not believe. And they say, but there's the goldfish. And I said, no, the goldfish isn't naked. She's quite clearly not naked in the story.
That's
Get over
true. She
it.
wore clothes.
She had clothes. They might have been fairly vestigial, but they were clothes. Is there anything particular about goldfish for you, or was it just a sort of one of those sort of aha moments?
It was mostly an aha. I did own a goldfish years and years ago that was the kind that got too big for the tank, really. So that's what I think of when I think of goldfish, really, is kind of too big for their environment, they always seem to be. So this one burst out and became a person.
What's your writing history? What else have you written? What else has been published?
This is my first officially published story, but I've been writing pretty much forever. Since I was a small child, and I was pseudo published in my high school and middle school literary magazines and things like that.
Which writers would you say have influenced you?
One of the big ones is Charles Delint. Yeah, he's a Canadian author who mostly does urban fantasy, and he was the first time that I had actually read urban fantasy. Because I've always liked fantasy and science fiction, but it was the first time that I had encountered that combination with the modern world. So I think he's influenced me quite a bit.
Would you say that that's the main genre that you write in, or is that just one of many?
One of many. I bounce around a lot. It depends where the idea is based, on what genre it becomes. Generally, weird is the connecting factor.
Yeah, weird is good. What about writing habits? Do you have a routine?
I don't have a routine for writing rhythms, though I do have a routine for the things I write in. I really love notebooks and sketchbooks, so I have a bad habit of buying all of them all the time, even when I clearly don't need any more. Even cheap ones, expensive ones, I love them all, so I keep one on me at all times.
Yeah, I have a stack of about 30,
Yeah,
and they're all half used.
exactly. You pick one up, use it for a little while, grab a different one. This one is for this thing, and then you do something completely different,
Yeah.
all the time.
Okay, so stationary fetishes, yeah.
Definitely.
So what about writing ambitions? What do you hope for the future for your writing?
I am going to continue to try to be more published. I write not just short stories, but novels as well. So hopefully in the future I will have novels that can be published and that are published. So I'm working towards that.
Anything actually finished?
I have a lot of things that are close to finished, but not quite, or
Yeah.
really ugly rough drafts. So editing process is something I'm still working on.
There anything particular you're working on at the moment?
I have one longer story that's in the middle, of course. Well, I guess I have lots of stories that are in the middle. Right now I'm mostly trying to work on getting things to a finished point and to an edited point that I can send them out. So I'm afraid I have lots of middles and no ends.
Okay, Michelle, that's brilliant. Thank you ever so much.